You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith.
Episode 84.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years. And help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
Welcome to Small Business Talk. Today's topic is, are you okay? Will your business survive into 2021? What are you doing to make sure that your business will survive past 2020? 2020 has been the strangest year in my 19 years of business. Most people can say the same, no matter how many years of business that they have been in. The question is, will your business survive through to 2021? Will you survive as a business person? There are many factors that affect your business, but basically it boils down to two things: the business and you as the business person. There are internal and external factors that affect your business, and many of those can be mitigated by planning. Good solid cash flow and putting money away to ride out the storm or even capitalize on it is good business practice. However, without the benefit of hindsight and forward planning, will your business survive? And what can you do about it? The first thing you need to do is ask for help. Don't suffer in silence. Ironically, the day that this podcast is going to air, the 10th of September, is Are You Okay Day here in Australia. Are You Okay Day is the national campaign for suicide awareness to remind all Australians to look after their mates. Something as simple as checking on someone who's gone quiet or asking, are you okay, might be the difference that they need. It might make them seek help or realise that they are loved and needed in this crazy world of ours. So remember to always ask the question, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you feel, because it really might be a matter of life and death. But back to business. How are you going to survive the rest of this year? If you're struggling, you do need to seek professional help. Sometimes getting somebody from outside to have a look in, they can see the problem just by there. That's all you need to do. It may just be a slight tweak. Most governments have some sort of small business centre or agency to help that provide lots of free or low-cost advice. Or seek out a business coach or a mentor that can help assist you with any issues that you are having and work out a plan and help you fix them. This may include pivoting your business to new offerings or new ways to deliver your current offerings. The best thing to do is be proactive and make a plan. Start working on it bit by bit. The second factor that affects business is you. Are you treating your business well or are you not? Self-sabotage is huge for business owners. Business owners are often their business own worst enemy, whether you realise it or not. When things are going well, we can get bored and want to change things that are working perfectly. Sometimes we like to meddle. Maybe it's an ego trip. The business can't run without us. Well, look, I'll show you. And then we set to self-sabotage to make this a fulfilling prophecy. We don't always do it intentionally, of course. Have you ever done any of these common self-sabotaging mistakes? Accepting the wrong customers. You've got to remember that not every customer is your customer. Often we want to help. And sometimes we take on customers that just don't fit our model or don't want to fit our model. Non-paying customers doing work for people that either can't or won't pay. Not invoicing for work that you've done. Now, I know you bookkeepers out there will just shrug your shoulders, but unfortunately, us small business owners do that sometimes. We're so busy doing the work, want to help people, that we forget to actually invoice them. Not agreeing to a price before you start, and then you feel icky about invoicing them. Have I charged them too much? Have I charged them too little? Remember, if you always set that price first, then there is no icky. Pricing every job differently. If you have the same sort of offerings, then you need to think about having the same price, and preferably some sort of matrix that you can just show the customer. And that, of course, leads us into not having prices at a sales meeting. If you have a matrix and standard pricing, then it's going to be the same every time. So it's not going to be an issue. And customers like to buy, they don't like to be sold to. So if you've got your matrix there, you can explain how you can help them and let them make the decision. 9 times out of 10, if you've done a good job explaining how you're going to solve their problems, they're very happy to buy. And there's no icky sales because they've chosen to buy, not been forced into a sale. Not having a sales process. So there's lots of free trainings and things on that. And check out some of our other podcasts about talking about sales and what to do. And assuming that people can't pay, so discounting. Oh, I don't think they can pay my rates. Well, if they can't pay your rates, then maybe they're not the customer for you. You've spent years and years often getting this skill and knowing which part of the pipe to bang, as the common saying goes. It's not the 10 minutes that the plumber took. It's a 20 years experience, so he knew which pipe to bang. So just remember, you do have a lot of skills and you've probably spent a lot of money, a degree or many, many courses to get there. So you are worth it. And don't assume, because you don't know that person's situation. And quite often, just because they tell you things are tough or the way they dress or whatever, it may not be the truth. We've got family friends that say they're broke, and their broke is making sure that they have 50 to 100 grand in the bank because that's their buffer. Now, a lot of people, that's a lot of money. So you just don't know their situation. So don't preempt, don't guess, and if they can't afford you, then they're not your customer. And discounting because a customer asked. Quite often people will ask just for the sake of asking. My husband used to do a lot of procurement work, and the big companies would always ask for a discount, and they would continue to ask until you said no. So have your prices, set your prices, and hold fast. And then if they don't want to, just like we've talked before, then maybe they're just not your customer. So work out what your break-even point is, make sure you've got a nice healthy profit in that, and leave it at that. And yep, if that's not what they need, then there's always other people that can help them. And there's always other people that you can help. So you really do need to be paid what you're worth. Sometimes we don't even realize we're doing these behaviors, and there's a whole list more. Things like not supporting your staff or micromanaging, putting team members in the wrong positions, not giving your team members all the information. And the list just continues to go on. Then you really need to think about how you're looking after yourself as a person. As business owners, we feel that we need to be strong, take responsibility for everything and everyone. And this is not always the case. The airlines really have this sorted. Look after you first, then help others. And it's the same in business. If you are not looking after you, then how can you help your business, your team, and your customers? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting some exercise? And if you're able to, are you getting outside and getting some fresh air? I was talking to a lady during the week who only gets out for an hour a week. Now she is in lockdown, but she can get out an hour a day. So even 10 minutes walking around the garden, or just stepping outside your house or your unit if you're able to, can really be important. You do need to switch off. So please, please, look after yourself. And stop taking on everybody else's problems. We've talked about this a lot in Small Business Talk. Limit your news feed and your social media activity so that you are not being bombarded 24/7 with bad news and the crisis. Bad things are happening, and the pandemic has affected a lot of people's businesses and lives. Are you actually being affected and continue to be affected? Or is it your thoughts that are causing your ongoing distress? Now, I'm not trying to minimise the effects that this has caused, but just get you to see the difference between the direct effects and your thoughts about the effects. And is this continuing or prolonging these effects that you are having? So are you okay? Will you be able to make it through to the end of the quarter? Are you running yourself ragged and just being way too busy? I've got to do it, I've got to do it, I've got to do it. Yes, maybe you do. But if you don't look after you and your business, there will be nothing to do. So if you're working 7 days a week and working silly hours just to keep up, you really do need to think about whether you need some help, whether you need to say, sorry, I can't help some of these customers, or whether you need to say, yes, I can, but there'll be a lead time. And yes, you may lose customers, but it's better than losing your business or your sanity or your health. So please look after yourselves, take care. And next week, we'll be talking about cybersecurity, which unfortunately is becoming the major hot topic for all the wrong reasons. And with the pandemic, there's been a lot of free time and there's a lot more viruses and things coming out. So we've got some really good tips with our expert next week. So stay safe, stay well, and look after you. Until then, bye for now. Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads. For all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SBT community, enjoy your journey.